This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Forecasters predict one of the worst droughts in Massachusetts history is only going to get worse. The panel of experts monitoring the situation in Massachusetts says the lack of rain coupled with low groundwater tables will remain a threat to farmers in the state and create elevated fire risks. Just the same, some drinking water reservoirs are doing fine, such as the Quabbin and the Wachusett, which supply Greater Boston. But it's a different story in other communities, and in over 140, water use restrictions have been imposed. That's the case in Scituate, where the Public Works Director, Kevin Cafferty, tells us the town's primary water source, the Scituate Reservoir, is precariously low.
A good term that people have used is it looks like a moonscape. We're down about 5.5 feet from where we usually are, but it's a very large area. Typically, the reservoir holds 155 million gallons. The reservoir is down about 25% of that 155 million gallons now. We're losing, say, maybe a percent every 2 days.
Every 2 days. So that's a pretty steep decline.
It's significant, yes.
I've seen estimates that there's only a 30 to 40 day water supply left in the reservoir. Do you think that's pretty accurate?
We hope a little more, but that's in the ballpark.
So when you look at the reservoir and you see the data, Kevin, how worried are you?
Well, of course we're worried. We're taking everything into consideration of what we can do to keep it up. This area here probably hasn't seen a drought like this in 40 to 60 years.
Any idea why the Scituate Reservoir is as low as it is, and yet the Quabbin and Wachusett Reservoirs are still up at 80 or more percent capacity?
Talking to the meteorologists, we've been on the edge of the rain for a lot of the rain areas and the drought areas. This week, there was heavy rain in Baltimore. There was also some heavy rain in Long Island, I believe, where they got 6 inches plus. It's not reaching this area. And usually our reservoir does decline. That's how it's designed, that we build up a capacity in the winter and we use it up in the summer. The problem that's concerning us most is it's down a lot lower than it should be. Typically, in a typical year, this level we would see maybe near the end of the season before the rain starts. We're still earlier in the summer, and it's down this low.
Okay, tell us about the restrictions right now. What can town residents do and not do in terms of water use?
The biggest issue is there's no irrigation. There's no hoses outside. There's not washing cars. You could water if you had a vegetable garden, but you would have to use a watering can. If people are caught irrigating, they do get fined. It starts off at $50, and then if it's a second offense, it goes up to $100.
Could those restrictions become even more severe?
You know, everything's possible. We'll continue to watch how bad the drought is and see where we get to at that time.
Let me ask you one more question. As you go around town and you speak to residents, do they seem to be understanding about the restrictions at this point, knowing that they haven't seen any rain?
The residents have been very understanding, and they've been working a lot with us. Since we've introduced these mandatory restrictions, our water usage has dropped probably 300,000 gallons per day, which is significant, and that's been a big help. Going around talking to different residents, if we see somebody out with a hose, obviously we speak to them, and they are very understanding. For the majority of the people we've talked to are very, very supportive.
Kevin, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Kevin Cafferty is the Director of Public Works for the town of Scituate.